It's Friday, time for Hidden Kitchens, our series exploring unusual kitchens and how communities come together through food. Today, the Kitchen Sisters, Nikki Silva and Davia Nelson, follow up on one of the hundreds of stories that came into our series phone line.
Message 16 was received at 4:20 p.m. Saturday.
Hi, this is John Wheeler. I work for Chip Ganassi Racing Team as the team chef, IndyCar racing, NASCAR, and Grand Am Series. I travel around the country cooking for the car racing team. I am in Kansas City right now in the middle of the speedway. Matter of fact, you can kind of hear the race cars in the background right now. I'm trying to talk to them.
We're always in one of the corners in the NASCAR garage. If you look for the hardest place to find, you'll find us. We're down here in the corner, right on turn three, up against the fence.
I'm Kenick. We do all the food for the Nextel Cup drivers, owners, and crew. 2014, our sponsors furnish the products, like Weber furnishes all our grills. Swift Meats gives us our meats. We have Genio Turkey, Papetti Eggs, Peter Piper Pickles, and Pilgrim's Pride. Over there we have what we call homemade ham balls. The guys really like them. It's basically 80% ground pork, 20% ground ham, brown sugar, mustard, and vinegar. And it creates the, what we call ham balls.
Scott Riggs, driver of number 10 Valvoline Chevrolet. I think people would be shocked to know how many grills, how many different meals, and how many people are eating in this racetrack, outside the racetrack, where everyone's parked in the parking lot doing tailgates, that a lot of food's getting cooked around here. I eat approximately 6 meals a day. I eat about every 3 hours, what my trainer has me on. It takes a pretty good toll on us, anywhere between 4 to 5 hours in the race car under intense heat. Usually you lose 4 to 9 pounds in the cars.
I'm Leslie Britton with Richard Childress Racing. Coordinate all the travel for 5 race teams. And then I'm the scorer, which means I keep the laps during the race. I also cook for the guys.
The kitchen is between the haulers. The hauler meaning the tractor and trailer that pulls the race car. And in between where the tractor hooks to the trailer, there's a little section, 3 feet. And we use that as our kitchen space. We like hiding back here. You're hidden.
I go to the grocery store. It takes about 5 or 6 carts, about $1,000. And I try to buy everything that I possibly can for the whole weekend. Because just to run out to the grocery store with 100,000 people, it's extremely hard to get back in. Come back, I put it all in freezer bags, pack it in the coolers, pack it with ice.
My name is Frank Rebel Mundy. My real name is Francisco Eduardo Menendez. I was a former race driver and co-founder of NASCAR. I was at the New York World's Fair in 39 and 40 with Jimmy Lynch Def Dodgers, and I could balance the car on 2 wheels until the tires would blow. I was racing all over the country, and in those days, you'd buy the food and make it in the motel room. Used to get up in the morning and make about 60 or 70 sandwiches for the Roger Penske team, mainly tuna fish and a little curry. It does put a little tang to it.
I'm Buzz McKim. I am the NASCAR Historic Database Coordinator and Resident History Guy. Junior Johnson was one of the early NASCAR stars, and he and Flossie, they would open up their house to the entire racing community. The NASCAR officials, all the crew members, the drivers, was one of the highlights of the racing season. She would just cook hundreds of eggs and grits, the bacon and the sausage, and Junior went on to put out his own line of country meats.
I'm John Wheeler. I cook for the IndyCar team. I'll travel to an event on, say, Tuesday night, set up the trailer, the tent, and then pretty much do my gathering on Wednesday. In Milwaukee, there's a gentleman up there that I get my bratwurst from that makes them himself and drives down and delivers it to just about every chef on all the teams, and usually brings me some elk sausages and salamis that he makes. Interesting food things in Wisconsin.
We got turkey stuffing, and you put beans on top of the gravy.
Cindy Lewis, Penske South Kodak 77 racing team. Truck driver and the mom and cook for the team.
You want them on top of your turkey on the side.
Make sure they're fed, they're all happy, not arguing. And you can figure out a menu that can fit into the day, like a qualifying day is a busy day.
You get noodles too?
Race day, you want to give them something that's, you know, easy on their stomach. But then on Sunday, you try to fix them that Sunday, you know, meal that mom would have. Roast beef, mashed potatoes. Sometimes you can just fix them a plain peanut butter and jelly sandwich, and that makes them happy.
I have this one, they nicknamed it a chicken boat. I took a hard roll, cut out the inside. I marinate chicken in fat-free Italian dressing.
You are welcome.
Then I cook it on the grill, season it with some Lowry's,
yes, sir.
Put it in my food processor, celery, onion, Duke's mayonnaise, cover it with hickory smoked provolone cheese, and let it melt over the top, and I serve it to them on their toolboxes. Because it's like a little chicken boat.
My name is Karen McNew. Sometimes at the racetrack is the only time they get a good home-cooked meal. Actually, they spend more time at the racetrack and on the road. They're home maybe 2 days, 3 days at the most through the week.
All right, race fans, it is almost time to meet the starting field.
The first year I did this job, Michael Andretti drove for us, and I got to know his father. He had his pasta pomodori with some fresh tomatoes, fresh basil. That was his standard dish. He actually calls me Mama. He coined the name Mama John because I prepared the food for the team and took care of everybody kind of like a mom. Being able to make something for Mario Andretti to eat was probably one of the racing highlights. And traveling around the country, feeding the entire racing team, VIP types, all the way to the mechanics that have to work the long hours. It's kind of a dream come true and more.
Hidden Kitchens is a national collaboration produced by the Kitchen Sisters and Jay Allison. Recipes and photographs are at npr.org.